If the state police have to pull over a hearse for speeding, who gets the ticket, the driver or the passenger? Silly question. Not only don't the dead drive, the law doesn't apply to them. The same is true where the law of God is concerned. This law, as summed up in the Ten Commandments, demands a completely unselfish, loving lifestyle of the living, not of the dead. Further, God's holy law condemns to death all who do not live up to it, but this can't apply if a person has already died for their sins. And that's exactly the case with all who trust in Jesus. Faith connects us so closely with Christ that his death is our death. The law can't condemn those who've already died for their sin. And faith in Christ's cross means the death of that part of us that would respond to the law's demands by trying to gain eternal life by keeping the commandments. Faith's goodness is not forced by law, but flows freely from the love of Christ. Paul sums it up when he says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me."